points a game, whereas the Lakers are giving up 13 through three games, so plus five for the Hawks again. Las Vegas is feeling fairly confident in their line tonight. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University Sports Wagering Department says that after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread for tonight's game sits at Cass City, 10.5. The area of Elkton, Pigeon, Bayport, of course, well known for their exporting of grain, corn, sugar beets, and beans. Cass City now doing massive expansion of milk production, including the Dairy Farmers of America new facility on the southern outskirts of Cass City. Which, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question. At the Dairy Farmers Association of America, or DFA facility for short, in Cass City, how many pounds of milk is processed in a day?
In a day? How
in
many
a day.
Pounds of milk?
Pounds of milk. That's how they measure it there.
I have no idea. Right, I should. Maybe a million?
Well, that's not bad. You're in the ballpark. 3 million. Roughly 3 million pounds of milk a day. And that's approximately 360,000 gallons of milk, if you do the division there. Which, Dave, there's a hint. A bonus question for you. How much does a gallon of milk weigh?
How much does a gallon of milk weigh?
That's right.
That is one thing on the milk carton looked at.
I'm not going 2%. I'm just saying a gallon of milk in general.
That was
here.
My next question. It's out there. I know it's probably 7 pounds.
Your father and uncles are going to be disappointed if you don't know this.
I'm going to go 7.
8.6 pounds, roughly. Mm. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So now here's the second bonus question. You can get one right. You've gotten one right each week so far. How much does a gallon of water weigh? And I'll tell you what. Is it more or less than milk? I'll ask that.
So you're telling me it's not the same?
No, it isn't. It's close.
I'll go less then.
All right. Well, you're correct. 1 in 3 ain't bad, Dave. A gallon of water weighs 8.3 pounds versus a gallon of milk, 8.6. So there you have it.
Interesting.
Now you know.
Now I do know.
Dave Hansen, where are your three keys to tonight's game?
Well, let's start with Lakers. They need to take care of the football. They need to move the football and push Cass City back. Cass City, on the other hand, they need to get a lead and stay on it. They need to not let teams catch up to them. And then back to the Lakers again. Don't let the run game beat them. Challenge Mason Earl in that passing game to beat them.
It's now time to listen in to the Laker Marching Band, 46 members strong, with our national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. That's the Laker Marching Band, 46 members strong, donning beautiful colors of green and white and black pants. Dave Hansen, did you finish up your 3 points there, or you short?
We got them all in there. Okay. The last one, if you remember, was Lakers has got to force Cass City to force Mason Earl to throw the football. We know the running game with Perry Cuthrell is very good. If you take that away, though, can Cass City beat you through the air? We think they can, but if Lakers wants to win, they're going to have to make Cass City do that.
Current conditions in Pigeon, Michigan are 73 degrees with mostly sunny, some clouds in the skies out there. They're calling for a 15% chance of rain this evening. Winds are to the southwest-west at 2 miles per hour and gusting up to 5 miles per hour. Visibility at 10 miles. Barometric pressure is dropping. Watch out at 29.88 inches. Dew point is at 65. Feels like it's 73 degrees out. The humidity is at 81%. Sunset is at 7:37 tonight. We're currently in a waxing crescent moon phase. So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football. We've lost 23 minutes of daylight since last week. At this time, we're now down to 12 hours, 22 minutes of daylight. Lakers won the toss and has elected to defer to the second half. So they'll be kicking off here left to right across your radio in their green jerseys with black pants, white letters, and a flat green paint on their helmets with the wheeled L on both sides. Number 7, Keegan Valentine, the junior, will be kicking off. Your officials tonight, your referee, Mark Bauer, umpire, Jerry Haynes, linesman, Jim Fitzak, line judge, Don Page, and your back judge is Steve Tracy. Back for Cass City. On their 10-yard line is number 35. Excuse me, that's not 35. There is no 35. 25, Shade Persanowski.
I will you got Nick Perry over
Nick
on
Perry,
the far side.
Number 8. Excuse me, number 3.
Yeah,
we'll
Nick
figure
Perry.
Those out. And Nick Perry brings it in with a kick at the 10-yard line. He's crossed the 30 already. Rolls out of another tackle and is all the way across to the 41-yard line. A big return for Nick Perry, the sophomore running back out of Cass City, brought down by the kicker and the leading tackler of the Lakers, Keegan Valentine.
No surprise there as we're calling Keegan Valentine already on the first play of the game. Nick Perry collects the opening kickoff, finds a little gap, takes a big hit, spins through it, and barely loses his balance as Keegan Valentine comes near. Nick Perry already with an impressive run to start the game on the opening kickoff and puts Cass City in good field position to start this game.
A 31-yard return on the kickoff. It's a handoff to number 6, Sawyer Cathrell, around the right end. Not much going there as he's forced out of bounds at the 42-yard line for a yard gain. Brings up 2nd and 9 from the Cass City 42-yard line, moving right to left across the radio.
Yeah, Cass City coming right out in their wing tee offense, going to Sawyer Cathrell, the senior. He kicks it to the outside, and linebacker Hunter Seeley does a nice job tackling him after a very short gain, maybe of just 1 yard.
2nd and 9, working off the right hash, right to left across your radio in the all-white uniforms with maroon helmets, the numbers on the helmet. Mason Earle under center, handoff to the left. This is Nick Perry with the carry across the 45-yard line out to the 46, brought down by James Stork, the senior lineman.
Yeah, and the last play, they run a sweep to the outside, and Cathrell kicks it to the outside, gets nothing. This time there was nothing in either spot, but Nick Perry cuts it up the hole, and his momentum gives him that 3 or 4 yard gain in a play where he really didn't have a lot. So credit him as a young man, sophomore, of getting 3 yards on a 4 yards where there was a play where there was nothing.
Sets up 3rd and 5, and it's a carry right through the middle for their big running back. That's number 44, Brandon Horn. Acting as fullback across midfield into Laker territory, down to the 42-yard line for a big gain, a new set of downs with first down coming up, brought down by Jacob Kretschmer.
Well, behind quarterback Erla on his right is going to be running back Nick Perry. In the middle is Horn, and on the left side is Cathrell. And this time they send Horn up the middle. They send his 2 speed backs to the outside. Everyone goes there, and Horn finds a big gain up the middle.
For 15 yards, and they try and jam it up the left guard again, and this one's the result of 3 yards, maybe out to the 39-yard line, brought down by Logan Breesmeister for Lakers. Sets up a 2nd and 7 now for the Redhawks.
Oh, exactly the same play. Brandon Horn goes right up the middle again. They give him the same play. They just run the running backs to the other side of the field. Horn goes up the middle, nothing there, but powers his way for 3 yards anyways.
2nd and 7, Erla hands it off to his third option, which is Sawyer Cathrell, number 6, and he gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Nothing more there. On the bottom of that pile is number 44, Bailey Krzyzewski.
That's absolutely right, Clark. Good job. That's a complicated name. The junior for the Lakers makes the tackle and a short gain, now forcing 3rd and about 6 yards coming up now. Still haven't seen Erla put the ball in the air yet. They're going with that extended I formation, Clark.
It's an I formation. It's a handoff right up the middle to Brandon Horn. He's across the 35, and now we have a scrum at the 33. He's going to be shy of the first down marker by a yard. He's going to pick up 6 yards on that carry. And leading the charge for Lakers, we're going to say Brennan Wisner coming out of the secondary. Sets up a 4th and very short, about a yard to go. The first down marker is at the 32-yard line of Lakers. They're at the 33.
Yeah, they line up all three running backs. They start with Horn, and then they have their two speed backs in a row behind him, and they quick hand it off to Horn. He looked like he was stopped initially. Powers his way right up to the first down marker, but comes up just short.
Going for it, Brandon Horn blasts through the line and